In the aftermath of record-breaking heat, the Spokane County Medical Examiner's Office has linked 11 deaths to the hazardous conditions. The Inland Northwest saw temperatures as high as 110 over the last several days, and many in Spokane were without air conditioning or power. Spokane Fire Chief Brian Schaefer said medical calls doubled during the worst of the heat wave, and Friday were about 45% higher than normal.
The connection or the nexus to a majority of these medical incidents is heat.
He said firefighters have arrived to about a dozen reported deaths and found people who were often older, isolated, had mobility and serious health issues, and did not have air conditioning.
I have never had this experience before, and I came from, you know, a long time ago, I worked in a major metropolitan city where we would have heat waves come through and we would have deaths, but this has been staggering to our community because we're so small and we're so isolated, and it's certainly not a situation that we like to be in, that's for certain.
The Northwest is still under a heat advisory, which is expected to dissipate over the next few days. Schaefer said he still expects some medical emergencies, however, because of how dangerous and destabilizing heat can be for those with pre-existing health conditions. Cooling centers will still be available throughout the Spokane area through July 4th. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.